Wisconsin may have to plug a $700 million shortfall in its next transportation budget. While Secretary Mark Gottlieb crafts his spending plan for the next biennium, people are tossing around all sorts of ideas for closing the gap. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, they range from putting up toll booths to scrapping highway expansions. State officials attribute the shortfall in Wisconsin's transportation budget to shrinking collections from the gas tax. People are driving fewer miles and in more fuel-efficient vehicles. And the state has not increased its gas tax since 2006. It remains at 30.9 cents per gallon. Assembly Speaker Robin Vaughn says one way to help plug the hole is to move certain divisions out of the transportation department. Its budget pays for more than roadways.
Transit, which is funded out of the transportation fund, I think that should be funded out of the general fund, just like we proposed the last time. Okay. I think if you look at things like the state patrol, that is a law enforcement function. It's paid for by the gas tax. I don't know why that would be. We don't fund any other police department in the state by the gas tax.
Voss says his favorite option for generating more revenue remains toll roads. He calls them a reasonable user fee. Voss proposed the idea in the last legislative session, but it went nowhere. Yet he's encouraged by a Marquette Law School poll from earlier this year. It showed people favoring toll roads over other options as a new revenue stream. Democratic Assemblyman Daniel Reamer takes a different approach. He says the best way to topple the transportation deficit is to hold down spending on freeway projects. For example, Reamer thinks plans to rebuild a 3-mile stretch of I-94 near Miller Park are unnecessary.
I believe that hundreds of millions of dollars can be shaved from these big projects that end up costing hundreds of millions of dollars more than they need to. If there's a way to reduce spending, reduce the size of government for the state of Wisconsin so that we can focus on what's most important in the transportation budget, fixing local roads, filling potholes, let's do that instead.
Reamer serves on the Assembly Transportation Committee. The lawmakers and governor seated in January will review the budget Transportation Secretary Mark Gottlieb is preparing. One group that hopes to be part of the discussion is called 1,000 Friends of Wisconsin. Steve Hinneker is executive director. He expects it to take arm twisting to convince some lawmakers to rein in spending on big highway projects.
The more that the public looks into it and the more that the public understands that we're building, we're expanding highways that really can't be shown to have a need for expansion, then there's going to be more pressure to say, stop spending all of this money on these highways and let's live within our means.
Hinneker also thinks plans to rebuild I-94 near Miller Park are a waste of money. The DOT held public meetings on the subject in summer and should publicize its findings before the year ends. Another person who wants to have a voice in how Wisconsin addresses its transportation deficit is Pat Goss. He's executive director of the Wisconsin Road Builders Association. Goss calls the idea to cut or delay big projects short-sighted. He says state and federal studies have concluded that upgrades are necessary.
You know, one project that people, you know, I have been, you know, talking about cutting is from Beloit to Madison, the reconstruction of I-90. And just last week, Secretary Fox from the U.S. Department of Transportation was in Wisconsin, you know, hailing that project as a vital, important project, not only just from a safety perspective, but from, you know, economic development along that corridor.
The politics of transportation will also make an appearance on ballots in Wisconsin November 4th. Voters will decide whether the state adopts a new constitutional amendment. It would require Wisconsin to spend all the money it collects in transportation fees, such as the gas tax, on DOT projects only. In the past, state leaders sometimes used the revenue for other purposes. Amendment supporters want to end what they call raids on the transportation fund. Opponents say politicians might then raid other funds, such as the pot for education. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.